Today is Thursday, February 20th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. I'm doing my setup again. I'm not gonna spend, 5 minutes talking about my setup again, because Gary on the Twitter was like, I don't understand anything you're saying, Adam. And oh my goodness, I got, so Twitter was just all abuzz today because I don't know what it was. Well, first of all, I want to talk about, so I did not watch the Democratic debates last night. I didn't watch them, and because I'm going to vote blue no matter who. And, but that's, and I'm just, I don't know. I feel like there's so much negativity in politics. And I know that, you have to, when you're a candidate, you need to highlight the problems with the rest of, the rest of the candidates and stuff like that, especially if you're trying to win a nomination. But Twitter is so negative. And, there are other, not just Twitter, but the internet in general is so negative. And also, I find that, debates tend to get very, well, I do, you are such a rich white man, blah, 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 blah. You're a woman. Get back in the kitchen. No, they never say that. But anyway, so it's just so negative, and I get so tired of negativity. And Auntie Vera was saying on Twitter the other day, and Auntie Vera, I'm going to misquote you, but something about how us being so nasty and just bad-mouthing all the candidates is going to do really bad for the Democrats because people don't forget. So whoever wins, they're going to have all this negative, nasty stuff that follows them into their run against President Trump. I hate to even say President Trump, but against Trump. And that could detract from people who might vote for them. And anyway, so the same thing is true of debates. And so I didn't watch, but like I said before, Mark, he puts on Good Morning America. And anytime there's a, political thing the night before, the first thing I hear when I wake up is, clips from that. And so it was just Elizabeth Warren. I don't have a problem with anyone. A lot of people who criticized the fact that she was so nasty to Mike Bloomberg were saying that, or people who were responding to that were saying, oh, you're just saying that because she's a woman, and people don't want women to be angry. And I didn't mind the tone of her voice or anything like that. But I just felt like, Mike Bloomberg, I'm not pro Mike Bloomberg. I'm really pro Pete Buttigieg. And actually, Warren would probably be my second. But I don't know if either one of those can win against Donald Trump. And in looking at the advertising and the amount of money that Mike Bloomberg has and the tweets and all that that his team has been doing, I was like, oh, maybe he has a chance. But then, of course, in the debate last night, he was just standing there like a knot on a log and not doing very well in the debate at all. And everyone was horrible to him. But anyway, so all that being said, a lot of stuff has been going on Twitter today. But one thing that went on is Joe in Dallas is recommending that I watch this Hot Ones game show. And he was saying, that I don't know, there was something about, he was talking about Taylor and Taylor, what's his name? Taylor and Foul Monkeys, Ricky Burton. Thank you. I don't know who I'm thanking. But anyway, Ricky Burton and Taylor, he was talking, he added them when he was talking about this game show. And I was like, hey, what about me? They were on my show when we did that Hot Ones challenge. And then there was this whole thing about how, well, I didn't count because I didn't really eat the wings without having dairy. So I was eating ice cream, or I ate ice cream like once during the competition. So then Taylor was like, well, you don't count, but you weren't really doing the competition because you ate dairy or whatever. I was saying, oh, yeah, don't even mention me. It was just my show, boo-hoo. So there was all kinds of stuff going on Twitter today, but I said I would give them a rematch. However, I don't know, neither Ricky nor Taylor responded, and apparently there's a much stronger hot sauce this season and in the game show that's making people throw up. I don't know, maybe I'll have to think about that again. So anyway, that happened on Twitter. And so yeah, other than that, I've just been working. I do have Newsies. This is my last Thursday performance of Newsies. And this is my last weekend. And even though I'm really having a good time doing Newsies, I am kind of looking forward to the fact that it's going to be ending, because then that'll give me a little bit more free time. Because Mark and I need to start looking for a house, because we're going to be buying a house this year. And now I want to start this video project. And, you know, I've got the other things. I mean, I've got the Pride 48 stuff that's coming up. I sent out the newsletter last night because I've been wanting to send out a newsletter just giving the dates. And normally Turnip Head would do that, but he was in the hospital recently, and so I didn't want to bother him because he was having a surgery. And I don't want to bother him right now with Pride 48 stuff. And so I was going to do it myself. And so I had to go back into MailChimp and figure out how to create a newsletter. So I did that last night. It was on my list and I marked it off. So so that's done. And I had cleaning the studio on my list, but it's taking longer than one day to clean the studio. I started on it yesterday. And then I was not able to finish, and then I moved it over today, and then I've done a little bit today, but then I realized because I have Newsies tonight, I'm not going to have long enough to finish everything. So I'm probably going to have to move it to tomorrow as well and just keep moving it until I finish it. So, but that has to be okay, right? Sometimes I'm going to have something on my to-do list that spans multiple days, so I'm going to have to figure that out. I'm not sure. Also, I've been rethinking this whole YouTube video thing and what my content is going to be. And I've been thinking, you know, I could really do podcasting how-to. I don't know if that's much of a moneymaker, but I was thinking I could combine what Dan said. You know, maybe think of a really good podcasting app idea like Dan's, but also have this channel where I'm showing, you know, comparing different microphones and, you know, looking at soundboards. Taylor really needs a soundboard that runs on Windows. And so that could be like my first video or something, you know, and stuff like that. And that's something that I have expertise at that's actually fun and something I do as a hobby as well. And maybe not a little bit so stuffy or buttoned up as development, you know, how to create your next React.js website. I don't know. So I've been thinking about that, but I did buy a new laptop because there's this laptop that I've been wanting and it's super expensive, but I really didn't buy myself a bonus present last year. So I ordered a laptop. It's a Asus ZenBook Pro Duo. It has a screen. It has two screens. It's really weird. You'll just have to Google it if you don't know what it is. So I ordered that yesterday and it should be coming, I don't know. I don't know the exact date, but I'm going to say by Monday. And so I'm really looking forward to that. And I've been rambling again. There was so much. I wanted to say one other political thing. So I got a text message because I donated to Pete Buttigieg. And I probably donated twice, because once you donate, they start emailing you and texting you and all kinds of stuff. And so I had donated, and I didn't even remember giving my phone number but apparently I gave my phone number on some form. And so somebody from the Pete Buttigieg campaign, and maybe it's a bot. I don't know if it's a real person or if it's like, you know, some text bot or something. But it text messaged me and says, "Hi, Adam, it's Kirk with Mayor Pete's campaign. We are ramping up our organization for Super Tuesday. Would you like to volunteer?" And I've actually been thinking I want to get more involved in politics because I've really been getting interested in just how things work in politics. I never thought I would be, but I've been getting really interested in that. And I thought, oh, you know, that would be a good way to really voting. I'm going to vote, obviously, but I don't feel like one vote really makes much of a difference, especially in Arkansas, where it's going to be Republican no matter what. But I thought, oh, volunteering might be something where I really feel like I've made an impact. But I responded and said, hey, I'm definitely interested, but I'm not much of a people person because I don't want to go. I know a lot of what they do is they like knock on complete strangers' doors and try to convince them to vote for this person. I'm an introvert. I don't want to knock on strangers' doors. There's no way that I'm going to be doing that. Anyway, I said, is there anything that doesn't involve shaking hands and kissing babies? And he responded and said, how do you feel about talking to people on the phone or writing a letter to the editor for your local newspaper? I also don't feel good doing either one of those things, but now I don't know if I'm going to respond at all. I don't know. What do you guys think? For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBTQ podcasts and friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.